So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. Welcome to the Business Growth Show. My name is Dan Latto, and we're going to talk about building your business, obviously, because it is the Business Growth Show after all. But we're going to talk about getting on the attack. I noticed that, by the way, interest rates were left at 5.25 points today from the Bank of England. So I kind of feel like we've peaked on the interest rates. Obviously, that doesn't help people today. But I think next month we might be due a quarter point. And by June, by May rather, we'll probably be in for a quarter point. And for June, we'll definitely be in for a quarter point. Maybe more, I doubt it, but I think a quarter point. But anyway, in the meantime, you and I, we still got to close some business, right? We've got to get on the attack and generate some more leads, get people on calls, get people to buy from us, and you, obviously. And for 2024, I think that as you're facing 2025, obviously we're only in March, but we've got 9 months worth of 2024 to do. I think now is the time really to get on the attack. And the way that you're going to do that and the way that you're going to survive through 2024 until these interest rate cuts come, and I think that will make a big difference. And I also think a general election will make a big difference. I think people having the illusion of choice, that's all a general election is, because we're all still lizards. You know what I mean by that? You know, who's the guy that wrote Hitchhiker's Guide? Douglas Adams. There's a line or a story in Douglas Adams about lizards being in power, right? This is not a David Icke thing. And he's like, well, why do you vote for them? I said, oh, well, we want change. Yeah, but they're still the same lizards. Yeah, but the different lizards. And that's all a general election really is. So don't get me wrong, I think we're all as bad as each other, although I think the Tories are pretty horrific, quite frankly. But you've got to get through this year to get yourself onto next year. And the way that we're going to do that, you and I, is you're going to get on the attack with your business and you're going to start off by creating some delicious content. In fact, I got a message earlier because one of our guys did the interviews that we do. Great session with Dave this morning, which is awesome, right? So we record interviews with all our clients and then we create little sub pieces of content from those, like 15, 20, 25 pieces of content get produced from those interviews. It's really awesome, by the way. There's a link down below if you want to have a look at that. But you've got to start producing as much delicious content as possible. It doesn't even have to be delicious. Delicious content is a really good place to end up, but just creating crap content is a good start to get you to the point where you're going to get to delicious content. But that can be quite difficult, of course. And finding time to do it is difficult. Knowing what to talk about can be difficult. But if you don't do that, it's just going to be business as normal. Now, you might be crushing it, and business as normal might be a wonderful thing, a wonderful place for you to be. But I'm guessing that probably not. And if you're watching this, you're probably not. If you're listening to this on a podcast, you probably need some help. And that's where we come in, obviously. But even without our help, you still got to start creating some delicious content. And the delicious content should be you going live, such as this, creating small videos. I did some videos about CrossFit. And I record the CrossFit video, then I do a voiceover, add some music to it, and then we put that out as content. We've had over 100 views on that piece of content. So pieces of content, because we've done 3 of them. And you're like, well, 100 views isn't a lot, but that's 100 people that are watching you, listening to you, watching what you're about. That's amazing. One of our other clients has had millions of TikTok views. Millions. Like, that's just amazing. And it all comes from creating delicious content. And then the next bit, of course, is you've got to start building these relationships. And you might already be on to building relationships already, but you've got to increase the velocity of your relationship building. Because as you go through 2024, you know, one of the problems that we see quite often is that the reach on a person's social media account is like 200 people. It's like, well, you could create 1,000 videos a day. How many people do you think you're actually going to reach? Not many. And so you have to start building some of these relationships. And It doesn't have to be going out for a pint and a curry, just putting out content that will help people or that will give people something to think about. It might be a poll, it might be something that's quite funny. I often put out funny content, at least I think it's funny, and people respond to it, so they think it's funny as well. That is all relationship building. It's not just about content about you, your product or your service, but it's about content that can help you build relationships, putting stuff out there. And as part of building relationships, you need to also follow up more. So, you know, have you got an email list? And how often are you emailing that list? And it should be at least once a month, maybe once every 2 weeks, maybe once every 11 days, which is what we pretty much do. And you've got to have that in your arsenal of marketing things that you can do to reach out to people. In fact, we've got some emails going out tomorrow lined up for some of the new products that we have coming out, like the lead generation product, which is really cool. But you've got to follow up more, not just for people you've got on the phone and, you know, from a sales follow up, but like a pre-follow up, people who've never bought from you. Send them an email, ask them how things are. How's March going? How's 2024 going? What have we got lined up for 2025? Why can you help? What help do they need? There's all sorts of different questions that you can ask people. But if you don't reach out and follow up, then you're never going to be able to get there. And then, of course, the next one is to reach out. And not just reach out for the sake of reaching out, but reaching out for the sake of scheduling in more meetings. They could be strategy sessions. They could be sales meetings. It could be a curry and a pint. It could be to go to a networking event. It could be, hey, why don't you come to the gym with me? Like, it could be anything like that. But you've got to reach out. Businesses buy from people. I know you might buy from businesses, but it's still people at the end of the day, unless it's so commoditized, like energy, gas. You're not buying from people there. You probably hate them anyway. I'd certainly do. It's energy. They're all cheating bastards, aren't they? But you've got to reach out to your customers. You've got to schedule more meetings with these people, and you've got to get in front of people, either physically, face-to-face, or on Zoom. I've had a number of Zoom calls today where we've got in front of more people. This is how you're going to get on the attack with your business in 2024. And if you don't do this, like we said at the start, it's potentially business as normal. And business as normal, really, is that what you want? I don't think it probably is. I think the time has come now where you've got to get to the point where, okay, let's get out there, let's get in front of as many people as we can, and let's make a difference in people's lives. Because when you start doing that, that's when the money actually starts to come in. All right, very short and sweet today because we are absolutely rammed. But I hope that you find that useful. If you've got any questions, then hit me up and we'll help you out. All right, have a wicked day. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.